Peter Beaumont is on the line from Sirt. Peter, what's been happening today?
Yeah, I mean, what's been happening today is I'm in the area where, I mean, the lines haven't changed that much for most of the day. The flooded street, which the fighters were trying to push up yesterday, they haven't made much progress on. In fact, in places they've been pushed back. I was up at the entrance to the street a little bit earlier, some of the Gaddafi fighters had managed to get in positions overnight where they could fire into buildings near us with RPGs and with machine guns. What's been going on for most of the day is that sort of about 500-600 meters east of where that street is, sort of on a sort of grassy knoll overlooking this area, which is the sort of eastern end of the pocket. There's a sort of shattered white pavilion on top of it, and they've brought up two or three tanks that have been going up onto this kind of piece of high ground and sort of sporadically shelling into the buildings where the Gaddafi fighters are. In the meantime, in the last half hour or so, while this advance has been sort of held up here, we've started hearing sort of very heavy gunfire and explosions coming from the region of the coast road. And what we understand has happened is that some of the forces from Benghazi, Baidar and Derna are now pushing along parallel to the coast and trying to get into this area, I suppose effectively through the back door. What we've heard from people who've been involved in the fighting today is that most of the fighters that they're facing now are not mercenaries or sort of regime officials with guns, you know, but proper soldiers, and certainly they seem to know how to use their weapons and are very accurate. And that seems to be borne out by a prisoner we saw being taken out at the end of the morning, who was in military fatigues. He'd been beaten up, I have to say. Someone had given him a black eye. You know, he was a fairly burly man, but he was in tears as he was being brought out.
Yesterday you were saying that there wasn't a lot of fire coming back, and it looked as if it was about to fall. How can you explain the sort of change in fortunes?
It's not a change in fortunes at all. I mean, these guys are sort of professional soldiers, we think. They're extremely tenacious. You know, the battle for Sirte is all but over. I mean, there's absolutely nothing that the guys in these buildings can do. You know, there is no one to join up with. There's nowhere to run to. They're trapped inside a pocket, surrounded on three sides by, you know, 1,000 guys, very heavy weapons, including tanks and armor guns. You know, sometimes these things take a bit longer than journalists would want them to. And you talk about things being, you know, on the brink of falling, but, you know, it is. I mean, most of the time you can drive around perfectly. And there is this one area at the moment which has, where the people inside it have decided that they would prefer to carry on fighting rather than surrender.
Any more news about Mutasim?
Sorry?
Any more news about Mutasim?
No, I mean, yes, he's been captured. No, he hasn't been captured. Yes, he's been captured all. I think at the moment the best that one can say is that, you know, NGC officials told Reuters yesterday, we didn't confirm it yesterday, so reports weren't confirmed. I mean, it's completely unconfirmed whether it's been captured or not. I mean, officials are saying different things.
Peter, the line's incredibly bad, so we better leave it there, but thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.